We are thankful to be in God's house tonight. No better place to be found. Let's pray over the word tonight. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and we just lay our lives on the altar afresh. And we just ask tonight, God, that you would come and speak what only you can speak, that you would come and allow your word to burn as a holy fire upon our lives, that it would hit like a hammer. God, we just welcome to be changed. We welcome whatever it is that you would want to do. Lord, we honor you and we honor your word, God, and we want to be the army of faith. We want to be the army who stands upon the word. And so tonight, God, we love you and we are so thankful that you are in your house tonight. And so we bless you, we worship you, we honor you. And all of God's children said, amen. Hallelujah. Well, our title tonight is Found. How many know it's important to be found? If you've ever been lost and then you have found your way or somebody else has found you, it's better to be found than lost. God cares about how we are found. He cares about the places we are found. He cares about the people that we are found with. And the most important thing about the places we are found and the people that we are found with is that we are people who are found hiding our lives in the truth. We are called to gather to the house of God to worship in spirit and truth. We are called to come to the house of prayer to pray in truth. We are called to be found in the house of God to receive encouragement and instruction from the word of truth. And we are called outside of these doors to go to our workplaces, living lives of truth. We are called to live and to stand upon the only truth as we go to our schools. We are called to be found in our homes, living, standing upon, imparting the only living truth of Jesus Christ. It is crucial for us to understand, to live, to know that there is only one truth. There are not variations of truth. The word of God tonight is not partially true, but the written word of God, every single word of God is faithful and true. Psalm 119, verse 160, the entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. You see, in a world that we live in today of confusion, of darkness, rebellion, apathy, there are those who live their own personal truth. They live their own personal truth. But any personal truth that contradicts the word of God is a lie. Any personal truth that contradicts what God would say in his word are words that are deceived by the evil one. They are deceived by the enemy, and we need to be the army of God. We need to be the bride of Christ who have such discernment upon our lives to accurately discern when we are in conversations with people and they are describing their own personal truth. We need to rightly divide what is the truth of God and what is not. What is God's truth? What is the only truth? John 14, verse 6, and Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I love this verse for many reasons, but one of the reasons I love this verse is because there is no way to misinterpret this verse. This verse is simple, it is clear, it is direct, it is to the point. It is very easy to understand. There is only one truth. And that truth is Jesus Christ. And the only way to have eternal life, the only way to be received by our Heavenly Father into eternity is to follow Christ every day, is to pick up our cross, to crucify our lives, and to follow him and his truth. The heart of Christ, the command of Christ upon our lives is that we be found following him and his truth at every stage in our journey with him. He is described as the rock of our salvation. He is described as being the truth. His truth is a very rock that is immovable. that is firm, that is strong, that cannot be shaken, that cannot be broken. And at all stages of our journey, he calls us to be found in him, to be found hidden in the rock, to be found standing upon the rock of his truth. I just want to look at a few of the stages in our journey with Christ and how we are called to be found in his truth. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 13 to 14 and 24 to 25, it says, I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I've written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. We know that there is a progression of maturity in our journey with Christ that he calls us to. And in this progression of spiritual maturity, we are called at every stage to be found abiding in his truth. The first stage tonight, number one, is be found in the way of Christ. I want to relate this to the beginning of our salvation. John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way. 1 John 2, 12 to 13, I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. The little children, this passage, they can be related to the beginning of our salvation. Do you remember the day of your salvation? Or a day, perhaps, when you returned home to your heavenly Father? Do you remember when you were perhaps found searching for the way that you should go? A time when you were searching for fulfillment, a time when you were searching for someone to love you, for forgiveness, just for your life to be different, for your heart to be healed. And as you were found searching for these things, searching for the way that you should go, where were you found during this time? Perhaps you were found in a relationship that was not pleasing to the Lord. Perhaps you were found in entertainments or recreations that were not honoring to the Lord. But when you heard the voice of the Lord drawing you, felt the drawing of his spirit upon your soul, were you found crying out to God? Were you found seeking his way, seeking his face? Perhaps you can remember a time where you were even at the altar weeping, receiving his salvation and his forgiveness upon your life. I remember my own day of salvation, and I was found in the back pew of a church when I was 12 years old. And I was found on my knees weeping, a sense of such brokenness and loss and rejection upon my life. And I will never forget the feeling of my Heavenly Father just wrapping his arms around me and the loud whisper of his voice reaching into the center of my heart and my spirit, just whispering of his love and of his promises. And I knew that in that moment that I would never be the same. I knew that his salvation was real. And in that moment, I was found confessing my sins, putting my faith in God, and asking him to be my Savior and Lord. And you know, I really feel like the Holy Spirit would just have me say this tonight, that if you are here tonight and you do not know the Lord as your personal Savior tonight, perhaps it's been a while since you have surrendered to him. Can you be found hearing his voice? Can you be found hearing his voice as he draws you into his salvation, into his forgiveness, as he calls you back home to him? Can you be found tonight with a soft heart, willing to repent and willing to come home to him? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. I once was broken, but now I'm healed. And I pray that each one of us tonight can say, I once was lost, but now I am found. I once was rebellious, but now I am found being obedient. I once never knew Christ, but now I do know him, and it is my highest honor to serve him. The most important place that we need to be found is in his way. And the way of Christ is faith. It is repentance, forgiveness, taking up our cross and following him. He will seek you out and he will reveal himself to you. And I can't help but think of the Samaritan woman. Jesus knew where she could be found on that day. He knew which well to go to. He knew the time of day where he could find her. And he sought her out that day. And how was the Samaritan woman found? What was the position of her heart when she was found by the Lord? This is a beautiful story of how she was ready to receive Christ. The Lord revealed to her her past. He revealed to her the spiritual thirst that she didn't even realize was inside of her. And she was found saying, "Yes, Lord." She was found saying, "Lord, I believe." She was found yearning for the living waters that would pour over her so she would never thirst again. And so when Jesus reveals himself to you, when he reveals himself to us, how will we be found? Will we be found receiving him or rejecting him? Will we be found thirsty for him or content with the world's drink that will never truly fulfill us? Luke 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you and because you have known the Father. And you know, this verse could also be applied in a literal sense to the youngest ones in the house tonight. We think of the young boy Samuel who was found in the house of the Lord. We think of Jesus himself as a very young boy who was found in the temple. The most important place for our young kids to be found is in the house of God, is drawing near to their heavenly Father in worship, is in the prayer room under the teaching of God's word. Let our children be found in the way of Christ. Number two tonight, be found in the truth of Christ. John 14, 6, Jesus said, "I am the truth." Our passage in 1 John chapter 2 speaks to the young men as well, to the young women, to those who have progressed from being a child in God to being a young man or a young woman in God. It says, "I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one." This verse can be applied to those who are progressing beyond their salvation, to those who are growing in Christ, to those who are being trained and sharpened in the truth of Christ. These young men, they were strong, it says, and they overcame the wicked one. We understand very quickly in our walk with the Lord that strength in the Holy Spirit is required, that power from the Holy Spirit is required in order for our faith to be strong, steadfast, and immovable. Faith in the Holy Spirit, power of the Holy Spirit is required for us to overcome the fiery darts from the enemy who seeks to rob our peace and our joy, who seeks to attack our thoughts and our heart, who seeks to attack our faith. In order for us to be spiritually strong and able to overcome the wicked one as these young men did, we must be found in the truth and in the power of Jesus Christ. Only the truth of Christ will set you free. Only the truth of Christ will empower you to stay strong in the faith. As we seek to follow Christ, there will be temptations to fall into old patterns, to fall into old habits, ungodliness that will seek to move you away from being strong and living the truth of Christ. We must always be found in his truth. Are you found growing in the truth of Christ? Are you found maturing in his truth? Or are you found being defeated, continually pulled in by ungodliness? Let us be able to say that I once was immature. I once was spiritually weak, but now I am found standing on the rock of Christ, hidden in his truth, immovable. If we want to be those who overcome, we need to place ourselves on the front line of the battle. Jesus is the truth. And he reminds us that if we allow our lives to stand upon, to be rooted so deeply upon his truth, that if we truly have those lives that are walking in his truth at all times, that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper in the name of Jesus. Can you sense the urgency of God to be found sharpening your weapons to stay in the truth? In order to be victorious, we need to put ourselves on the front line. Do not shrink back in fear. Do not shrink back even and say, well, I don't feel adequate enough to be able to face my enemies, to fight in this battle. We need to face our enemies. We need to put ourselves on the front lines. We have to sharpen our weapons and be immovable. Be found fighting with truth. Be found praising the name of Jesus. Be found stretching forth the powerful spear of prayer and defeating every enemy that dares to defy the armies of the living God. That is where we need to be found, fighting with the truth, overcoming with the truth, being empowered by the truth of God. Every enemy shudders and flees at the name of Jesus Christ, who is the truth and sets us free. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 to 5. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. How many are born of God tonight? Come on, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Our victory tonight is our faith. Smith Wigglesworth said this: the greatest weakness in the world is unbelief. The greatest power is the faith that worketh by love. God hath established the earth and humanity on the lines of faith. As you come into line, fear is cast out. The word of God comes into operation, and you find bedrock. The way to overcome is to believe Jesus is the Son of God. The commandments are wrapped up in it. I overcome because I believe the truth, and the truth makes me free. Church, be found on the front lines. Be found believing the truth. You are born of God tonight. He has redeemed you and set you free. When temptation comes, do not be found yielding to it. Let us be found shaking those things off of our lives. Be found empowered with the truth, hidden in the truth, declaring the truth of God boldly. Deuteronomy 32, verses 3 to 4. For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth. When other people water down the truth, when other people only believe part of the truth, do not be found agreeing with them. Do not be found questioning the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You must choose for yourself if you are going to overcome the world or if you are going to succumb to the world. Will you be found watering down the truth? Or will you be found declaring the entire truth boldly? Your faith will be tested. The greatest weakness in the world is unbelief, but the greatest power is faith. Faith that Jesus Christ is not only the only truth, but he is the entire truth. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. We ought to have this verse memorized, that it just rolls off of our tongue at any time of the day. Psalm 62, verse 6, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. 1 John 2, 13 to 14, I write to you, young men, young women, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Be found, young men and young women in the house tonight. Be found sharpening your spiritual weapons. Be found training in the army of Jesus Christ. Be found knowing the truth, abiding in the truth, fighting with the truth, and overcoming with the truth of God. Number three, the final thing tonight is be found in the life of Christ. Jesus said, I am the life. Let us relate this third area to those who are much farther along in their journey with Christ. I'm not going to define that specific number. I'll let you do that. Whether it's 20 years, whether it's 40 years, whether it's more years that you've been serving Christ, may you continue to run the race, to be found continually in the life of Christ. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. Have you given all of your life to Christ? Even at the stage of being a spiritual father, a spiritual mother, may the older years of our life never make us sluggish in Christ. John 14:6 in the Passion Translation, Jesus said, "I am the path, the truth, and the energy of life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Can you continually be found in his spiritual life? Do you continually seek for fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit? Can you be found still fervent in worship, not slacking back? Can you still be found on your knees weeping prayers before the Lord, continually asking for the next generation, believing that God still wants to use your prayers, believing that God still has a call upon your life, that greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world? Can you believe that the Lord still has new things, new ministry, new anointing that he wants to place upon your life from beginning to end? The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is still abundant life to be had, even though the journey has been long. There are still new things that the Lord wants to do. And as spiritual fathers and mothers, we are called to train up the next generation, to lead them with a spiritual fervency, to lead them with a passionate faith, to lead them, showing them that we are immovable from the truth at all costs, no matter what the world says, no matter what happens in our lives, that nothing will shake us from the truth of Jesus Christ. Let's have the worship team return, please. This mandate to be found continually in the spiritual life of Christ, leading the younger generations, this is a never-ending call upon us. Can you say tonight that you want to be found hidden in the truth, leading with truth from beginning to end? In 1 John 2, after the apostle describes each one that he is writing to, gave specific instructions for each one, to the little children, to the young men, and to the fathers, he leaves them all with this word. Verses 24 to 25, "Therefore let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life." What is it that needs to abide within us? What needs to remain within us continually, to never leave us, to always be led by it, to always have faith in it, to overcome with it the unwavering, immovable truth of God, that the only truth, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through him. Church, there is an urgency for us to be found standing upon the one and only truth. There is an urgency upon our lives to be found hidden in the truth. 2 Timothy 1:14, "That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us." When I'm in the lion's den, I want to be found trusting in God. When you are in the storm, can you be found at peace with the Lord? When you are in the wilderness, are you found complaining or waiting on God? When you are in the wilderness, are you found resisting the devil just as Jesus did by saying, "It is written"? When the enemy's army is advancing, are you found retreating or on the front lines facing them with every spiritual weapon of warfare that God has given to us? When fear is closing in, when confusion wants to take hold of your mind, are you found hidden, standing on the truth, declaring the truth, and gaining victory? The most important thing that we can impart to our children, the most important thing that we need to impart to our families, in the church, to every son and daughter, to every teenager, to every young adult, to every mother and father, to every grandparent, the only thing that matters at the end of the day, church, is that we have imparted this truth, that there is only one truth, and his name is Jesus, that Jesus Christ is the only way, he is the only truth, and he is the only life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. That is the only thing that we need to be imparting. That is the most important thing that we need to be teaching. Are we found? Are we found modeling this in our lives? Are we found with a sense of urgency imparting this into their lives? Imparting the urgency of this truth that it matters where we are found. It matters who we are found with. It matters tonight. I want to be found in the house of God, seeking His face all the days of my life. This one thing do I ask. This one thing do I desire, that I may dwell in the house of my God all the days of my life. And I pray that over every family tonight, over every person that has come into the church of God by divine appointment tonight, that the greatest cry within us would be to rise up, would be to stand on the truth of God, would be to get passionate, would be to get desperate, would just allow the sense of urgency to impart this truth, that there is only one truth and His name is Jesus. It's so important. It's so important that we catch the revelation of this. Nothing else matters in this life but where we are going to spend eternity. Nothing else matters. You will take nothing out of this life with you except for your worship unto the Lord. Let's stand together tonight. Can you say tonight that you once were fearful, but now you are found courageous? I want to leave us with this beautiful scripture tonight in John 18:37. Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" And Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born. And for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Jesus Christ was born for the truth. For this cause, He said He was born. And you can believe tonight that for this cause, you and I were born as well. To be found in the only truth, living the one and only truth, and declaring the entire truth of Christ boldly at all times. Would you pray with me tonight? Let's bow our heads in this place. I want to ask this question before we worship and before we open up the altars, but I just want to ask tonight, is there anybody here who does not know Jesus as their Savior? If you have found yourself in this place tonight, you may have never come here before, but we want to give opportunity. I'm going to ask that you just slip up your hands. Maybe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Maybe He's drawing you to make the most important decision of your life. I just want to pray for you. I'm not going to single you out, but I just want to pray for you tonight if that's you. Would you just raise your hands if you have never accepted Jesus or if He is calling you home tonight? And we just want to pray with you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God, for what you are doing. Lord Jesus, we pray tonight that every single one of us would be found in your way, that every single one of us would be found in your truth, and that we each would be found in your life tonight, God. And I pray that you would just begin to stir us and you would show us, Lord, just the deeper measure, God, any area in our life that perhaps we just need to surrender afresh to you tonight. God, I pray that you would reveal that to us. As we go into a time of worship, Lord, we honor you tonight, and I pray that you would change us in your presence like only you can. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's worship the Lord.